And right now we're talking hockey. I'm not waiting until the postseason to talk NHL. You know we have affiliates in Canada. We are joined right now by the head coach of the Calgary Flames. First season with the Flames. He spent his previous four seasons as Hurricanes head coach. He was the head coach for Canada at the 2018 IIHF World Championship in May. Led Canada to a gold medal at the 2016 IIHF World Championship. Calgary is in first in the Pacific Division, and they are hosting Philadelphia Wednesday night. Bill Peters is my guest. Bill, it's really nice to have you on. How are you?
Very good, Jim, and yourself?
Good. In fact, I'm great. Bill, nice to visit with you. Let me ask you, you're more than a quarter of the way through the season. You're in first place in the Pacific. I know you dropped a tough one to Edmonton yesterday, but overall, what do you make of the start that your team's gotten off to?
Well, we're happy with where we're at, and we're happy the way we're trending. We're getting better all the time. We're getting better every time the calendar clicks off into a new month. So that's what's encouraging for me. You know, you hear coaches talk about the process all the time. And we're getting better. Our specialty teams are getting better. Both our goaltenders are playing well right now, and our young guys are improving. And I give a lot of credit to our veteran guys who have led the way and have been great examples for our young guys.
Calgary head coach Bill Peters, my guest. Now, when you were introduced as the Flames' new head coach, one of the things you talked about was the fact that when you're coaching or you're playing for a Canadian team, there's just a different feel. There's a different buzz. How would you describe that buzz, and then how much does that mean to you?
Well, it means a lot, actually. We're fortunate, you know, there's seven teams in Canada and a passionate country for the sport of ice hockey, obviously. And, you know, Calgary and Alberta in general, it's hockey country. You know, we're playing on a hockey night in Canada, lots, Sportsnet, Rogers Hockey. And it's just, it's exciting. And the fans hold you accountable. They know when you're playing well and working hard, they're into the game. The atmosphere in the building's electric. And I think it helps. I think it gives the players extra juice.
Yeah, that's how you want it. That's exactly what you want. Now, you also talked about how you felt that this roster was one that was built to win in the modern game. How would you describe the modern game? And then what kind of players are you looking for? What do you need?
Well, you got to be able to skate. You got to be able to skate. You look around the league, all the teams are having success. They play a very up-tempo game. Their D are able to transport the puck, and they are able to go back and get it and move it. You know, the trend in our game has been to smaller puck moving D. You don't have to be 5'10 to move the puck. You can still be a bigger man, but you have to be able to have vision and skill on the back end to get the puck up to your forwards and get the game going. And then our D is very active in the rush part of the offensive attack, and I think that's the way you have to play.
Flames head coach Bill Peters joining us. Now, you played for Mike Babcock at Red Deer College, and then you were with him in Spokane, and then three seasons as an assistant in Detroit. I had him on the show last week. I've got so much respect for him. What was it like to work with him, and what was your biggest takeaway from that time with him?
Well, you know, I had a lot of fun playing for him in Red Deer College, working with him along the way in junior hockey and then in the National Hockey League. Just a good man, good family man, obviously a real good coach, but you learn a lot from him, both on and off the ice. He just treats people the right way. He's very direct, very organized, hard-working, driven guy. He leads by example, and he's had success at every level, and it's no surprise to me.
You know, Bill, when you talk about him being direct, guys who play for you talk about the fact that you're honest, even if it's something that they do not want to hear. You're going to be forthright. You're going to give it to them straight. It sounds pretty simple, and it sounds pretty basic, but how important is it to have that kind of relationship with your players?
Well, I think it's real important. You know what? It's just, and it goes both ways. If they're not happy with something, come and see me. Communicate with me. Communication's huge. But be careful, too, to a certain degree, if you got thin skin, because you're going to hear the truth, and it's going to be very, very factual. But obviously, we're trying to make players, too. As coaches, we're trying to make players. We're trying to set them up into situations to succeed so they're successful individually to allow us to be successful collectively. Guys want direction. Guys want to be held accountable. And it's our job as coaches. Sometimes those are hard meetings, but we have to do that. That's part of our job.
Bill Peters joining us. You know, if you go back to April at the start, it was a wild few weeks. You stepped down as Hurricanes head coach. Then you were hired by Calgary. Then you went to Europe for the World Championships. Then you filled out your staff with the Flames. And somehow, some way, you managed to squeeze in a vacation with your wife. All of that in about 5 weeks' time. What was that stretch like, and how did you manage that?
Well, I was busy. I'll tell you what, I lived out of a suitcase for a while there. I grew a little old at the end, and we mixed in buying a house here in Calgary at that time, so that was good. And then we took in the Calgary Stampede for a day or two, so it was a whirlwind of activity, but all worth it. We're settled in now and real happy to be where we are here in Calgary.
What was the Calgary Stampede like?
World class, great event. Have you ever been?
No, I have not. That's why I'm asking. Tell me.
You got to do it. It's got to be on everybody's bucket list, and you got to do it. You got to make it happen. And a lot of fun, boy. There's a little bit of everything. Great live entertainment, great music, lots of activity going on, and the city's just a buzz.
Calgary is in first in the Pacific Division. They're at home Wednesday night against Philadelphia. Their head coach, Bill Peters, my guest. Bill, great to visit with you. I appreciate that Jungle debut. Really nice to have you on the show. I hope we can do it again.
I'd love to. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Great to have you, Bill. Thanks so much. Bill Peters. He's doing a great job there. No nonsense. I love that approach. Mike Babcock disciple. I would expect no less. I have not been. I love to ta hockey. I have never been to the Calgary Stampede.